Liam Flanagan and Dobbo from Triple M's Rush Hour here, and a sad day for the rugby league community, Dobbo.
Just an absolutely horrific day. There's just no other way to describe it. Paul Green, at the age of 49, has passed away. He was a winner, Manly Seagull Jr. He captained Queensland Colts before winning a Brisbane Rugby League Rossmans medals playing in 1993 for the East Tigers. He then went on, started his playing career. To play one game of NRL would be significant. He played 162. He represented Queensland 7 times. He played for Australia in the Super League period. He then transitioned to the coaching world. He was an assistant coach in that very memorable 2006 NRL Grand Final for the Brisbane Broncos under Wayne Bennett. In 2013, he was an assistant coach for the Roosters, and in between that, he won Intrust Super Cup premierships for the Wynnum Manly Seagulls, his beloved Wynnum Manly Seagulls, where he's born and bred in the Bay Area, and then the success started from there. He goes to North Queensland as their head coach, and in 2015, wins their first ever premiership. In 2017, takes them to the grand final with no JT. He is an icon, and his passing is a huge hole in the world of rugby league here in Queensland.
At the age of 49, too, it's far too soon. I can see that you're personally affected. I mean, you cover the game as a journalist and as a broadcaster, but I can see that it's affecting you personally.
Knowing very
too.
Well, there is the Paul Green that people see as the coach, and then there's the Paul Green away from it, who is a great bloke. And I just feel for his wife. I feel for his 2 children. I just, you know, today is a hard day for rugby league when these kind of things happen, because at 49 years of age, it will become clear in the next couple of days, but Paul Green was going back into coaching next year as an assistant, and he was going to get back into it, and he had a pathway to get back to coaching first grade again. But he was taking an assistant job, and he was working his way through it again. He leaves behind an enormous legacy. This is a huge loss. This bloke was an absolute superstar on and off the field. To play 162 first grade games, his beloved Cronulla Sharks, they just loved him. The Broncos, in 2004, he played 5 games for them. Like, he is an icon of the game, and to lose him and lose a coach like this so young is a tragedy.
And I think particularly for the city of Townsville, North Queensland, that is a rugby league mad part of Australia.
Yeah.
And to be the man that helped deliver them their first ever premiership, you talk about legacy, but you'll never be forgotten.
Well, have a look at the assistants that were with him at that time. Todd Payton, coach of the Cowboys now. Jason Demetrio, coach of South Sydney. He nurtured those people around him. He has done an unbelievable job in making the right players. I mean, what the Cowboys, when Paul Green went there, were the almosts. They almost got to the grand final. They got the prelim, and nothing against Neil Henry, but he lost his job taking a side to the prelims. Paul Green wins them a competition, and we all remember 2015.
And then he took them back there without JT.
Without JT in 17, they went on a run. Unbelievable coach. And a great family man. And that's what to be remembered.
It seems strange to try and pay tribute to somebody and their legacy and their career so soon after the event, when you really, it feels like you should just be sending your best wishes to those most affected by this.
We're lucky enough to have a Cowboys legend, the former club captain, an Origin legend, Michael Morgan, joins us. Morgs, I mean, my heart goes out to you and to all the Cowboys players. I mean, you had the luxury of being coached by Paul, and 2 years under Neil, and then he was very much a super influential part of your rugby league career.
Look, he was more than influential. He sort of helped me carve out the career that I did have. It was no coincidence once he took over he gave me an opportunity at fullback, a position I'd never played in before, and taught me, and I said it throughout my career and when he unfortunately moved on from the Cowboys, how much he taught me about the game. You play up growing it, you think you know everything, but he just opened up a whole new world to the actual knowledge of the game for me. And yeah, I've never been able to thank him enough.
What he did, I mentioned in the opening that Neil Henry was a great coach, but he just couldn't get the Cowboys to where they wanted to be, and they had to make a really difficult decision and make a change. And Paul came, and there was this chat. There used to be this thing that the Cowboys couldn't win on the road, and something happened when Paul Green got there with you guys. and the mind shift shifted for the club. Do you remember those early days when he took over and how he changed the culture there at the Cowboys?
Yeah, I remember it clearly. I was a part of all the meetings that we had, and it was something that Greeny brought up when he first got there, was the, I guess, what people said about us. He made us look in the mirror, say, what do we think of ourselves? What do other people think of us? And who we wanted to stand for as a club. And like you said, it's no coincidence that the success we started to have after he arrived, he brought a very strong-minded mentality to the group that used to say, don't be the first to blink with your opposition. So you hang in there for as long as you need to. And it was all about, being mentally tough and getting through things. And yeah, he really reshaped the club and rebuilt it once he got here.
Morgo, I mean, that premiership year for a city like Townsville that is so passionate about the sport of rugby league. I mean, you players get to enjoy the fame and the celebrity that comes with having won it, but Paul Greene as being the bloke out in front and the man moving the pieces on the board, what was his standing like within Townsville?
He had a huge standing, a lot of respect by people, because he always, Townsville's very community, it's a big community, so his standing, he was very personable with people around town. He'd always give people the time of day, and I think that's what drew people to him when he was the coach here, that he wasn't above the, the public or the fans, the members. He was part of the club like everyone else. He had his role in the club and everyone else had theirs, and he made it a welcoming place. And as I said, the success that he had, or the club had under him, it's no coincidence that he was the leader of it all.
He was intense as a coach on and off the field. There's no two ways about it, but it was a competitiveness. You were the club captain, so you had a closer relationship with Paul than most people. Those conversations when you used to go in there on a Monday and you used to talk, I mean, he was a bloke's bloke, but he's also very much the leader of a show.
Yeah, very much so. He was an extremely intelligent person. Sometimes too smart for rugby league, I used to think, because he would have been successful doing anything. So,
well, he's a pilot as well, wasn't he?
Yeah,
he was a fully qualified pilot.
I think the reason he always stuck to rugby league is because you just mentioned the competitive side of him. It was a competitive game, and the roller coaster of rugby league, for some reason, we're all drawn to it and we enjoy it. And he did more than anyone. But the conversations we had, we had plenty of them. We had good times, we had bad times. But the good thing is, and the thing I always enjoyed about Greeny, is whether they were good or bad, he was always approachable for me. I always had the type of relationship with him that I could talk to him about anything, whether it was footy, life away from footy. He was always great for me.
Premiership reunions in any sport are such an amazing thing. It doesn't matter how many years goes past, it's always celebrated. And I imagine that you are very close to a lot of those players from that 2015 premiership, Morgo. Have you touched base with some of them today? Has there been conversations between the group?
Yeah, touched base with quite a few. Everyone's, feeling much the same. Shocked, saddened. It's a bit hard to fathom, to be honest.
Horrible.
We're not looking into the future about, a couple of years' time, a reunion, and I'm sure it's not going to be the same as what it would have been if Greeny was there.
Morgo, we appreciate it, mate. Thank you so much. We understand how difficult this is. And Townsville in North Queensland, right. I mean, Amanda's a Burdekin girl. She's from North Queensland, his wife. It is just a tragedy. And he is an icon in North Queensland and in the rugby league world. And to have a club captain speak, we really appreciate it. Thank you, mate.
All good, guys. Thanks. You.
We all have just heard him as a coach, but as a player, he was iconic as well. Winner Manly Seagulls was his junior club and his real love and passion. Another Winner Manly legend is the great Wally Lewis. Wally Lewis joins us this afternoon. Wal, firstly, how are you feeling, mate? This news is just, it's rocked the rugby league world.
Yeah, like everyone else, Dobbo, gutted. Greeny, having had the opportunity to see him a little bit around Wynnum and in Townsville, he was always a common sense guy. He's just a fantastic fella, and he was always in a good mood. And He used to say, in some joke though, you know, I've started to be in a great mood since I got out of coaching. He said, that's the one that used to put the pressure on you. Now I'm just going around. I'm enjoying myself. He was doing a lot of appearance work for BMD, Mick Power, the Wyndham sponsors company, and going around, and it was providing him with a good backbone. He was looked after very well, and it's just a severe shock to everybody in the rugby league community.
He was a great footballer, wasn't he? We talk about him as a coach and what he did for the game of coaching, but he was a hell of a footballer as well, representing Queensland 7 times, playing for his country, and he was part of the Wyndham Manly Seagulls.
Yeah, and also at Cronulla as well. He had some good times there. Didn't manage to get over the top of the Bronx in a grand final, Super League days.
Yeah, that's right.
But certainly his performances when he was at Wyndham left a real legend down there. When they named their team of the century, obviously Greeny's name came up, and it's quite understandable why. He's not a big guy, but certainly played well above his weight, and his on-field performances were full of inspiration for those around him. Anybody that was in the team that needed a little bit of help only had to look to Greeny's performance, and quite often he used to say that if the forwards aren't doing the work that I want them to do after the first 8 to 10 minutes of the game, I'll take the hit-ups. He said that will embarrass them into doing a lot of work. But he was just a terrific fella, and I'm sure I'm just one of the many rugby league fans and general public that are just absolutely staggered by the news today.
Yeah, just terrific. Well, we really appreciate your time, and thank you. I know how close you were to him.
Yeah, thanks, Dobbo. And let's hope that any of the listeners can, at any time of struggle, seek help. That's probably the best advice that we can ever give him. But he's certainly going to be remembered in the best possible way, Paul Green.
There we have it, Wally Lewis. A really, really difficult day in the rugby league world, Liam. Mm. And we will be covering it, obviously, throughout the Triple M network.
Yes.
On Triple M NRL and through our rush hours.
Yep.
It will be a very extensive coverage on this absolute tragedy, the passing of Paul Green at 49 today. A legend. May he rest in peace.